Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
It's Thunder and PT's second date update. It's sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, we got Brayden joining us here on second date update this morning here with Thunder and PT. Brayden, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, yeah.
Doing good, buddy.
Let's get to what the latest is with, I believe it's Audrey. She is not calling you back.
Yeah, it's a mystery. I don't know what I did wrong. I mean, I felt like it was as close to the perfect date as you can get.
Wow.
Oh, geez. Okay. That's a pretty bold statement. Are you sure nothing went wrong at all?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, let's go back to the first date, Brandon. Tell us all about it. Don't leave anything out.
So I took her to my favorite restaurant, and it was super fancy, and I treated.
Okay.
That's a good start.
Yeah. Like, we ate, we laughed, we talked about our jobs. I mean, she looked fantastic. I think I looked really good as well. I just, you know, it couldn't have gone better, honestly.
Right. So it was just, it was flowing, the conversation, everything. It was perfect. And, you know, you're getting maybe some butterflies there. Are you sure, Brandon, that nothing at all happened that could have made Audrey change her mind about you?
I mean, the best I can say is if something like that happened, it happened without me noticing it.
Yeah.
How was, like, the, I guess I'll say the goodbye, right? Was it, hey, like, she said, I'll see you again, or would love to, you know, hey, let's do this again, or anything like that?
Yeah, she seemed friendly, and, like, I didn't really get any, like, body language that was, like, questioning whether we'd meet up again.
Okay.
So it was friendly and, like, a nice hug, and, yeah.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Let's do this. We can sit here and kind of hem and haw and wonder about it and ponder it. But, Brandon, what we're going to do is play a quick song here and come back.
It's Brayden.
I'm sorry, Brayden. So sorry, Brayden.
That's all right. It happens 8 times a day.
Listen, no worries, man. What's in a name, right? What's in a name?
What's in a name?
For Audrey, sure. We are going to reach out. It's Audrey, not Aubrey, right? Or is it Aubrey?
Yes, that's right.
Is it Sarah or Audrey?
Is it Thunder or is it TP? All right, we're going to play a quick song. Come right back. The second half, second date update is next on The Wolf.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Well, despite me calling Brayden Brandon, in our first segment, we learned just what Brayden felt about Audrey.
It's a mystery. I don't know what I did wrong. I mean, I felt like it was as close to the perfect date as you can get.
But obviously, since that first date, nothing back from Audrey. So we're going to call and see if she'll talk to us and tell us what's up.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Audrey, please?
Yeah, this is she?
Yeah, hi, Audrey. Good morning, and sorry to disturb you this morning. We're calling from, we're not here to sell anything. It's not a spam or robocall. We are actually live on the radio right now on 102.9 The Wolf for the Thunder and PT Morning Show calling. Oh. And, yeah.
Good morning, Audrey.
I know this is a little unusual.
Seriously?
Yeah, so. Yeah. Here's why.
Just bear with us, please.
Yeah, and just honestly take one. Okay. If just 1 minute of your time would be great.
I have about 1 minute.
Okay. Got it. I'm going to get right to it. Okay, so here's what we're calling you, Audrey, to ask you about a recent date that you went on with a young gentleman named Brayden.
Don't.
What? Why? Okay. What, did something?
I hate that name.
Okay,
but you went on a date with him a couple weeks ago. You remember that?
Yes. I went on a date with him a few weeks ago, and honestly, I mean, he was nice, and I had a really good time, but I can't see him again.
Okay, and just off, you know, kind of off the record here, that is fine, but could we ask why not? Why you don't want to see him?
Honestly, it's his name. I had a bully in high school with the same name. He just harassed me for years. And he made my life a living hell.
Jeez.
Wow. Oh, man. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Braden, hold on.
Yeah, Braden. Okay, so we have Braden on the line with us. We talked to him a few minutes ago here on our show. And we just had him hold on in case we were able to get a hold of you, which we did. I thought I had him on hold. Would you be able to tell him this in your own words, Audrey?
Yeah. Hey. Sorry.
Hey.
I haven't gotten back to you.
It's okay. I mean, I'm so sorry this happened. I mean, you know, if it was that bad, why did you agree to see me in the first place?
I thought I could get past it, but every time I hear your name, I mean, it brings me right back to high school. And I know that sounds silly, but I mean, he was just a terrible person. And jeez. I cannot be with somebody whose name reminds me of my bully. You are a great guy. And this is obviously my problem. And I really don't want to make it yours as well.
And we don't want to have to make you relive any trauma here on our show, Audrey. But so this was a boy named Braden that bullied you, and was this, I'm sorry, in high school or middle school or what?
It was in high school, it was just really bad. I mean, I'm making it sound worse than it was, but it was just, it's a really bad association.
But Audrey, and listen, just for what it's worth, from, in my opinion, it's not a professional opinion, but thousands of people share the same name, but they're, you know, completely different individuals. So the Braden you'd be dating is not the Braden from your past. They just share a label.
Yeah, but it was really bad. It made a big impression on me, just, and I hear the name. About it now just makes my whole body feel icky.
Do
you think that positive experiences was something that used to trigger you could, you know, maybe replace the old emotional response?
I thought so. That's why I went on the date, even though I saw his name. But when I was there, I was even thinking about nicknaming him something else. And I just, I can't. Just couldn't. I realized that I just can't get past it. Or I'm not past it yet.
Well,
Braden, do you want to try Brandon or Brady or something like that?
Right. We called you Brandon earlier. Would that work?
How about that? A name
or
change?
Bray?
I'm not interested in somebody changing their name for me.
We don't want to make light of it. You sound like a
totally,
really... And listen, you have to... It's all about, especially when it comes to dating and meeting new people, it comes to comfortability. And if you're just not comfortable, we get it. We understand. What would you like to say, Braden?
I just feel really bad, and I'm really sorry to hear that all happened. And, you know, feel free to give me a call if you change your mind, but I'm not going to be, holding out much hope because I totally get it.
Well, it's pretty mature of you, man. Nice work, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sorry that you tried to get over it, you know, Audrey. And are you seeing some like somebody for? Are you seeing some like
it's none
a therapist
of your business,
or whatever?
PT?
Well, no, I just
it's
I would
none
encourage
of your,
you.
None
okay,
of your
so
business.
I'll just leave it this
none
way. I would
business.
Encourage
none
you to
business.
See somebody.
Or,
you know,
none of your.
Yeah.
It's all
right.
Well,
over
a minute.
Have
all
a
right.
great day. I would encourage you to, you know,
oh God,
seek have a conversation about it. That's hard to leave that in.
You do whatever you want, and we appreciate you. And Braden, you sound like a really nice young man too. And I even think that Audrey would say the same thing. But we appreciate you both being on
Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.